Hi, this is Jose from Family First Home Care. How may I help you?
How's it going, Jose? This is Eric Bali.
Yeah, let me know. How may I help you today?
All right, listen. I'm going through, you know, a job change again, and my niece is going to take over for my dad. She, you know, she's ready. She has the clearances and everything that she needs. What do I have to do? Give you her number? Does she have to call you? Because it says she can call you right now and get things squared away or start incoming or whatever.
Okay, so in that case, I mean, if there's anyone that you want to refer to start working with your dad, in that case, I will send you a text message right now with the information I need. So just provide me with that information, and I will forward those details to HR, to human resources,
okay.
So they will take care of the hiring process. Okay?
Okay.
Let me know if you receive my message. Okay.
I'm waiting for
it. Yeah. Okay, it has been sent. Let me know if you get it.
Okay, I just got it. Email and regular address. Okay, I will send that to you as soon as possible. Also, one more thing. I got a text message from this morning from, hold on. Give me one second. From my Compass account about benefits renewal. Would you happen to have my dad's EENI number or whatever that number is? Because if I don't renew this, you know, this is going to be cut off.
Okay. In that case, I would appreciate it if you can send me, like, a screenshot of the message so I can verify exactly what information you need from us. Okay? So I can double-check.
Well, hold on. It's just, hold up. I'm going to screenshot it. So hold up. Let me pull it up.
Yeah.
2 seconds. His MCI number, but I will screenshot this and send this to you right now. Yeah, it's the into the MCI number, so I can renew his, I guess, benefits or whatever. That's from Compass Benefits.
Okay.
Because
oh.
I don't, you know, the county, I don't have his case record with my company. So instead of putting all that, I mean, I know it's social and all of that, but instead of putting all of that, I can enter his MCI number instead.
Okay, in that case, let me ask this to the department in charge. So if I get the information, I will provide it to you as soon as I can, okay?
Okay, and you're more than free to text it, to the, you know, to my number.
Oh yeah, no worries, that's okay. Let me verify
okay.
if I can get that information, and I will text it over, all right?
Okay, I'll send you my needed information shortly.
Of course, no worries. And as long as I have sent that, I mean, when you send the information, I will forward that to Human Resources. And when they have replied that they received the information, I will let you know. The hiring process usually should take around a few days. It depends on how quickly your niece sends the information to them. Okay?
Well, I'm going to, you said send you the information, so I'm going to send you the information you just requested right now. I'm sure you're talking about additional information.
Okay. No, I mean, or just that information, but I mean, with that information, HR will contact her. And then they are going to ask, like, and the documents they require. I cannot tell you exactly what they ask because, well, this process is handled by HR. But when they confirm that it's been finished, I will let you know so she can start working.
Yep, okay. I'm going to send the information you just sent right now, though.
Absolutely. Is there anything else that I may assist you with?
No, I'm fine. Right. Thank you.
Thanks to you for reaching out. Have a great day.
All right.
Okay, bye-bye.